Catherine O'Flynn is with us, the partner and head of William Fry's Employment and Benefits Department. Her company has done a survey about 1,000 employers and employees in Ireland and has found that 61% of employees believe they will have to work past the age of 66, but only less than a third would like to work beyond that age. Why do they think that? Why do they think it's going to be necessary, Catherine?
Well, I think there's a number of reasons. I guess there has been a steady increase in the number of over 65s in the workplace in the last 10 years, from about 7% to about over 11%. In terms of reasons, probably one of the reasons was the increase in the state retirement age to 66 in 2014. And then there are other issues.
And of course, that's going to go up as well in the future,
will,
isn't it?
It certainly will, yeah. It's gone up to 67 in 2021 and then 68 in 2028. So other issues too, employees perhaps not having the secure retirement that they had hoped for. They may still have children in education, mortgage costs, pension issues. But yes, I was quite surprised at the low percentage of those who say they would like to.
Yeah, the ones that are unhappy about it. Because if people's fitness and health is better than it would have been in previous generations, wouldn't they not want to keep active and keep working?
I would have thought so, to be honest. And it's interesting when we, you know, really looked at the percentages, they kind of increased with the people getting older. So it was actually increases up to 41% of those over 55. So perhaps it's kind of a younger perception that they hope they won't be working at a later age.
What are companies having to do in relation to this? Because if a lot of them have mandatory retirement ages, could they, if they retain them at, say, 60 or 65, be leaving people in a very difficult position between the retirement date and the date at which they're able to get the old age pension?
Yeah, no, it certainly is a difficulty for workers if there is a mandatory retirement age in the workplace, as you say. Our survey showed that only about 50% of employers seem to have a mandatory retirement age. So for those employers who seek to make people retire at 65, they are in the tricky position of having to look for a job seeker's allowance then until they can take the state pension at 66. So it's not an ideal position for those workers, that's for sure.
OK, and also the Workplace Relations Commission and the Equality Authority seem to be getting more and more complaints, are they, about age discrimination?
Yeah, like, you know, about 50% of the claims that related to equality last year touched upon age issues. And I would wonder whether that's perhaps because age isn't getting the same focus as some of the other grounds that are protected, like gender and race that we're very used to making sure are protected. And perhaps age isn't getting the same attention. So those cases related to things like recruitment decisions where employers realised that someone was older than they had thought and then withdrew the job offer, or promotion decisions where employees challenge the fact that they haven't been promoted.
And hang on, is age bias allowed? Are you allowed, I mean, in a way that you can't decide against a woman on the basis that she's a woman from having a particular job promotion, are you allowed to discriminate against an able-bodied person on the basis of their age?
No, absolutely not. Yeah, and that's where those claims are coming from. So age is one of the protected grounds under the Employment Equality Act. So if someone feels that they have been discriminated against on the ground of age, they can certainly bring a claim to the Workplace Relations Commission on that basis.
But I see that you've recommended that employers should implement recruitment material that's age neutral and non-discriminatory. Mm. But how do you do that? Because, OK, even if you don't ask for somebody's age, if they give a CV with their work experience and what year they came out of school or college, it's going to be quite obvious how old they are.
It can be, unfortunately. Certainly you can, and you should, stop asking for ages. But yes, university dates and things like that can kind of give away someone's age. So from the employer's perspective, it's really important that they use objective criteria in making their decisions and perhaps have a good diverse recruitment panel, so a nice interview panel with people of all different ages. And, you know, that panel should be as diverse as possible in terms of age, also gender.
But is there also an issue that there's a perception that older people look for higher salaries, that they want to continue advancing the pay that they've been getting? Yeah. So then the option is to go for younger people because they're cheaper.
Possibly. But I think, you know, that possibly is a stereotype. And we do need to be very careful in the employment area that we're not, you know, unconsciously biased against anyone of a particular age. And that's where something that we have seen more and more is that it's really important to train our employees, train our managers who are tasked with these decisions not to have any unconscious bias in relation to people of a certain age, and to try to remove any of those kind of stereotypes, because definitely the more diverse the workplace, the more successful the business will be.
Thank you very much for joining us, Catherine O'Flynn.
Thank you.
From William Fry's Employment and Benefits Department.